pay me the hookah. Ooh. Baby, pay me the hookah. Yeah. Baby, pay me the hookah. Yeah. Baby, just play me the hookah. What?
Rubbing on my chain, blowing cloudmatic. Smoke something with a G and bend that ass backwards. Lay back, relax, and talk mathematics. Later on, we test a little sex practice. Write my name on the wall. Money in the mattress, bet she wanna get involved. She hop on the blunt, say.
All right, man. Oh, yeah, we talk. It's Jay Styles. What's going on, Jared?
I'm good, Jay. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Hey, man, I'm glad you're back. We got Brittany, the marketing manager from Sporty LA. What's up, Brittany?
I'm good.
And Breezy Easy's on the ones and twos. What's up, Breezy?
Yo. Hey, guys, Dan. I was listening to my own music just a minute ago. I'm really enjoying what I'm playing.
I see. Kels, you was out late last night, right?
Yeah, you know, getting it in, feeling real Hollywood.
There we go.
But I made it. I was only like 20 minutes late, so that's impressive, quite honestly.
All right, man. We're down at Sporty LA 7753. Make sure y'all check out the hottest shoes they have in the store. And what else about Sporty LA? What else?
We have a special event coming up.
Oh, yeah. We got a special event coming up next week. Next Sunday, special event. We can't really talk much about it, man, but make sure y'all come on out to Sporty LA. Next Sunday, 7753.
I said we can't talk about it because it is that
exciting. We can't even talk about it because it's that big. It's crazy. Shout out to DJ Primetime. What's up, Primetime? All right, man, let's go ahead and get to the first topic, man. We got Juicy J. Juicy J, he basically put on his Twitter that he's considering retiring from the rap game. He basically wants to help up-and-coming artists, basically wants to mold up-and-coming artists. What do you guys think about Juicy J retiring from the rap game?
At first, I was, like, you know, kind of shocked by it, but the more I thought about it, like, he doesn't really have that much left to accomplish, surprisingly enough. You know, he's had hit records, he's had hit albums, he's won an Oscar.
And that's
he
big.
Even, like, he jumped past Grammy. He doesn't even need that. He has an Oscar. You know, he's well-known, well-respected. I don't think he has much left to accomplish, so I say if he wants to do it, he should do it, you know?
Brittany?
Yeah, it's a piggyback off of what you were saying, is that he's done the Oscar. He was talking about that in the interview and just kind of emphasizing all the things that he has done up until this point, so it kind of makes sense that he would step aside and kind of tutor up-and-coming artists with the knowledge that he's gained.
Mm-hmm. Breeze Easy?
I think it's, I agree. Like, he's run through the game. He's had many careers at this point. He's worked with so many folks. I think it's dope that he's trying to help some younger folks. But at the same time, I think it's presumptuous that he's like, I'm just going to go be the CEO of a major record label. I'm like, okay.
At least he's thinking big. You know, you can't blame him for that.
I mean, you got to shoot for the stars, man.
You do. Yeah. No, I mean, I feel you just like, I don't, it's not like, it didn't sound like it was like a goal. It sounded like, I'm going to stop rapping tomorrow. And then on Monday, I'm going to jump into a role as a CEO.
I'm just going to take your job.
Yeah, I'm just going to be a, like people work their entire lives to get that job. And I'm not saying he's not qualified. He's got so much real life experience, but at the same time, damn, bruh. Damn.
I mean, I think he was coming from maybe a sort of place when he wrote that tweet on Twitter. Maybe he was, I don't know, maybe he went through something in the music
game.
He's
probably on that scissor.
Yeah, probably on the scissor.
Yeah, but he's talked.
Probably on the scissor.
But he's talked about it, though. I feel like I've seen an interview where he said, like, that was always a goal. Like, he wanted to be the head of a record label, which, I mean, it's funny to think of him, you know, doing that in that position. But, you know, you think about it, like, how many times he's reinvented himself.
Exactly.
And, you know, not even, like, you count him out, but you don't think about him, and then he just comes back, and, you know, he's huge. Bands Make Her Dance Right Here, you know, jumping on the Katy Perry track. I mean, he's more popular now along a national level than maybe even when he won the Oscar.
He was, you know? Actually.
Yeah, and no, he's working with one of the kids from One Direction now. I think Liam Payne, he's working with him, so that's kind of an odd combo. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's... Yeah, you know, he's lived such an interesting life in terms of, you know, his career from being in 3-6 to you know, going solo and, you know, from here, I mean, I guess anyone's guess, but.
Okay, so Juicy J going from the rap game, will he be missed? Do you think he'll be missed?
I want to speak gently here.
No, I think, like, once you do a Katy Perry song, like, that's, I mean, obviously that song was super well known and got a ton of airplay. If you're doing that and you're not really putting out your own stuff that has your mark on it, no.
I mean, Stay Trippy was like his last album, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that was a dope album.
That was. Yeah. It was, we all singles.
Yeah, like mad hits. Yeah. It was fun to listen to. Like if you were on your own little lean situation, like that's exactly what you want to be hearing. So, I mean, he definitely has a place in hip hop, you know, and I don't think he'll ever be forgotten. But we're also on some real new stuff where you don't even really got to say lyrics. You just got to like groan to a melody, which is fine. I really enjoy that sound. But at the same time, like we're kind of beyond, like we're not on Juicy J style rap right now.
Yeah.
So,
you know what, though? Like, I think people will miss. I mean, he's such a character, you know, like, I mean, I feel like he's been a prototype for, like, you know, 2 Chainz. I'm trying to think, like, other, I mean, not as much like Young Thug or Rich Homie Quan, but just his personality and you know, his humor. I think that's something that really balances out. You know, you can't always listen to serious music, and he does a really good job of making fun party music, at least towards the later part of his career. He's moved towards that, so I think, you know, he'll be missed in terms of that. But it'll, I mean, like you said on I think Instagram, like he's not gonna retire. No one ever does. He'll still be on stuff, but you know, solo stuff you won't hear as much.
Yeah, I would say Juicy J would be missed maybe down south from Texas on down in the rap game for what he did, because Juicy J has been out, everybody knows, since 3-6 Mafia, Tedder Club, you know, sipping on that scissor. He's definitely had some bangers.
Stay fly.
I mean, we can keep going.
Bands that make her,
you know,
dance.
Y'all remember that Hypnotize record? Yeah. Hypnotize with Cash Money. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Hypnotize.
I forgot about that record, man. I was actually Googling some 3-6 songs, and I forgot about that.
When
record.
I saw him 2 years ago, it was hilarious. It paid dues because, you know, that's a much younger crowd, and he was just going off, and he's like, "Bunch of people think I'm a new artist. I had $1 million in my bank account in 1993," and like. It's just, I mean, it's insane, like, how, you know, he really grew from local Memphis artist to regional to, you know, down
mainstream.
South to mainstream. Yeah, I mean, no one's jumped like that. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it on the drive over. Like, he's the biggest rap star to come out of Memphis.
And isn't he next to Project Pat?
I think he's bigger than Project Pat, though.
Oh, he's better than Project Pat.
Project Pat big down south, though.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I think Juicy J is the only, not the only one, but the first artist that, like, had a resurgence career. I think he's the first one that had a resurgence in his career. Because he was gone for a while, then he came back. I'm trying to think of...
Maybe for, like, a down south artist, but I mean, like...
I think he's the first one.
But yeah, like LL Cool J, like in the 90s or...
Yeah, because I remember 3-6, like, just going to date myself a little bit, but junior high school, and he's the only one since then to have come out and really done anything major that I can recall.
Who is this?
Juicy J.
Oh, Juicy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he came back. Like, he teamed up with Wiz for a little bit, and which was exactly... I remember when it first happened, and I was like, I don't know. But... in retrospect, it was exactly the move. Like, that's his sort of crowd right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's the kids that are smoking pot and trying to party real hard. And those are Wiz's fans. And Taylor Gang was, like, a great place for him to jump back off. So, I mean, he's smart. Like, that's why, like, he totally could be a CEO.
Right,
like,
yeah.
But at the same time, like, you got, I mean... Show me some business.
It's just funny. It's just funny because he's goofy. I think that's.
Yeah. He has a character.
Can you imagine, like, going to the, like, big boss's
meeting.
Office,
having a big meeting in the
Juicy
office?
Juicy J. He's got, like, a big cup of lean, like, in front of you, and you're like, I don't know, have my album, or do you want to know? I'll burn one.
He definitely knows his stuff. Oh, 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. Well, he was second, though. 2 Chainz was, like, the second one that had a resurgence in his career.
When was he? When he was Titty Boy or whatever. Like, I didn't know.
Duffel Bad. You know Duffel Bad Boy?
I mean, nah, I didn't know him. I didn't know him then.
You remember the song? What was the song with Lil Wayne?
Duffel Bag Boy.
Was it Duffel Bag Boy?
That
but
was
he
him.
Wasn't, but he wasn't. I mean, like, I think everyone viewed it as like a one-hit wonder, though. You know, like Juicy J had an entire career.
That was him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But
everybody thought that song was Lil Wayne's song, but that was
I thought it was Lil Wayne's song.
With Titty Boy.
I can see what you're saying though, where like he was with 3-6 Mafia for so long, and then he just kind of like disappeared for a couple years, and then just came out like with a bang. As a solo artist, yeah, right. I mean, that is kind of unprecedented because most of the time when groups break up, you know, like immediately, or not even break up, but go solo, that it's an immediate shift. But, you know, he disappeared and then came back up. I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, shout out to Juicy J, man. Good luck to you. But like I said before, I don't think he'll never start rapping. You know, just like Jay-Z. Jay-Z said he was going to start rapping. Long time ago, he's still doing it.
I mean, I don't see Juicy doing a coming back and rapping again. Honestly, like if he leaves, like he'll probably do some features, but we're not gonna get like 2 or 3 more albums.
And I don't even know how big of a CEO, because mentioning Jay-Z, yeah, like Rock Nation, Rock Sports, yeah, like is he? I don't see Juicy J seriously being able to accomplish something like that.
You know what? I don't know.
I don't want to count him out, though. This guy won an Oscar.
Yeah, I'm a realist, and I look at it, and I'm like, I don't see that business side coming out as easy as it is for Jay-Z to just go in. And plus, he has that persona, mm-hmm, already, and we, you know, Juicy J is sort of a jokester.
That's true.
Does he have that, you know, that serious edge to go in and really run a company?
I'm with Jerry. I can't count him out, though. I can't count Juicy J out.
The Oscar gives him a lot of clout. Yeah. The Oscar gives him a lot of clout.
All right, man, come on down to Sporty LA, 7753. We out here, and we're going to get into this next topic. But first, Breezy Easy on the ones and twos. Let's go.
Ratchet hoes say I ain't, well, at least I ain't broke, ho. Stacking paper like old folks. You still staying with your old folks. She a fan, that's fantastic. Papa Zanny's, that's fantastic. Getting rich, fantastic. White girls like Anne Hathaway going way out. They wait for my bandwagon. She let me bang and I ain't got a bandana. Freaky, that's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young ass player doing everything that I have to. So every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Yeah.
down to Love Whitney. She say, how many bottles do you want? I told her 50. She said, anything, yeah, bitch, a kidney. Every time I go out, you know I bring that dough out. Vanessa's on the milli, it looking like a blowout. 100 bitches with me, look like I left the whole house. 100 racks with me, look like I left the blowout. Now we popping bottles, they came with the sparkles. Got my niggas with me, they came with them yappas. Got a few ratchets, even a couple models. 20 car caravan, I bet they gon' follow.
All right, man, it's Oh Yeah We Talk, Jay Styles, Kelly Kale, Breezy, Easy, Jared, Brittany, Mark and the Manch from Sporty LA, 77-53. All right, let's get into this fan of a fan, the album Chris Brown and Tyga, man. What did you guys think, man?
I liked it. I really liked it. This is driving music. This is getting ready to go out music. Like, every song I was excited about, and that rarely happens for me because I am kind of a judger. So I'll, like, listen to the first 15 seconds, and I'm like, eh. But then I really wanted to listen to the whole thing, and I got excited. Like, what was it? I wrote down West Side, the very first one.
Yeah, I thought that was hot, too.
I love the background on it. That was hot. And I didn't want to quit listening to it, and I was excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, I feel similar. I was like, I was trying. I didn't. I mean, like, because it's like it's Tyga and Chris Brown. Like, you're like, oh, whatever. Like, these cats always. But they're such a great team.
They
like,
are.
Honestly, they collab so well together. And I was, I burned a copy because I was like, I don't have time to like sit down and listen to this. So I'm driving around my car and like maybe after. Maybe the third song, I'm like in it. I'm like, I got the jump all the way up. Yeah. I'm like, the window's down. I'm like, I hope no one I know sees me doing this. But I was all the way in it. Like, it was kind of wild how much I was feeling that album.
I liked it. Yeah. I don't know if I'd recommend. I think it's not like an album I'd recommend to everybody.
Yeah.
I think you have to like hip hop. You have to like R&B to like want to listen to it. Because it's like. Kind of misogynistic, but
the whole thing was
very,
but yeah, very.
Women were not respected on any level in that whole entire album.
One song, middle of the album, I can't think of the song title right now, but the one song where they like, there was one song where I was like, they're kind of repentant on it, but like, doesn't really cancels out the rest of the album.
Was it Real One? That one?
Might have been.
I think
it was track eight.
They kind of toned it down on that song a little bit.
But there's like, I mean, it was so well produced. Too, you know, shout out Mustard. I really liked Nothing Like Me. You know, Knick Knack with AO and what was
DA.
It? Yeah, and then Marijuana.
Yep. Itches and Marijuana.
Yeah. And then I like the. Because I listened to the deluxe album. I like the song they had with T.I. too, Bunkin'.
Yeah, Bunkin'. I like that one too.
I
thought the album was dope, man. I'm with you, Jay. I thought the production of the album was great. Every song, Brittany, like you said, every song, man, was really hit. Yeah.
It was exciting to hear 50 Cent again, too, because we hadn't heard him in a long time.
And to say with the to go out what you said, Kelly, like their collab, like they really make a great team collabing.
They did
it's like a Young Thug and a Rich Homie Quan.
Yeah, they did a good job too. Like you said, the 50 Cent. I thought all the guests did really, really well too. Like I really like Pusha T's verse.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Schoolboy Q's.
Oh, also Boosie, Real.
Yeah, that's right, Boosie.
Boosie the Real. That was dope too. Every song on there. I think my favorite song on there was It's Your It. Well, I can't say, but it's your it.
No, that was mine too, but I literally wrote it down.
Yeah.
I think mine
felt was
kind
remember
of funny
me,
writing it.
Because I like the hook.
That was a dope one too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was shocked, man. I was shocked. I was choosing between, I said, should we talk about Big Sean's album or should we talk about fan of a fan. I said, man, let's talk about both.
But then we have to bring up what we talked about off the mic. Kylie Jenner listening to these songs.
That adds a certain layer. That does add a certain layer to the album, though.
But
that makes
it a lot more interesting,
like, than, you know, if it had been released a year ago. Yeah, it... Did you compare it to the mixtape, the first Fan of a Fan, at all?
I didn't. I mean, the first mixtape was, I thought the first mixtape was dope. I think the producing in this mixtape was better, though.
I think it was, too. I think
but the first mixtape was dope, too, though.
Yeah, I think to see 5 years later, like, you know, how the production, like, really stepped up. I think I might like the lyrics better, though, on the mixtape. But, I mean, the album's hot. You know, I mean, it's like I think we all were discussing, you know, great album to drive to, definitely, you know, not so much stuck in traffic, but
it's definitely a fun album. It's a, you know, I don't give a what album, you know, just having fun, partying, women, sex, drugs, you know,
alcohol,
alcohol,
everything.
I mean, if you like, that's the thing. If you like Chris Brown or Tyga,
you're gonna love the album.
You're gonna be all about it.
Yeah.
And, if you don't, you're going to absolutely hate the album.
I mean, because it's all them. It's like every collab they've ever had. Kind of.
If you're a feminist, you're really gonna hate the album.
No. Okay. I just wanna let's talk about this for a second. I am a staunch feminist.
See, I thought you would have disliked the album. I'm not to judge, but I would have, because I mean it is.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But I do think that there is room. there's room to be a feminist within hip hop. Like, I mean, if you listen to most hip hop, most of it's not like pro woman. And like even rappers, like when they're talking, like every woman's a stripper. Like everybody's throwing money at someone. Like even in love songs, you're like, God damn, you're throwing money at everyone.
Yeah, but Usher, it's okay to be on a pole.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of wild. But I think I mean, like I call it trap feminism. But there's definitely room for to like twerk and like be like, you know, I could be that woman and like I can still be respectable at the same time. So I'm just saying there's space.
I think it was just interesting, too, because like I was saying to my girlfriend yesterday, you know, most of the time when you listen to a rap album, I mean, you know, it's going to be misogynistic, but it's probably on like one or two songs. Whereas like this was the whole album.
It was throughout.
Yeah.
Beginning
so it's like that,
end.
You know. I could kind of see why people would really hate this album. Having said that, it is a really fun album to listen to, you know.
But you
can't
take it too seriously.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I mean, you gotta look at the source.
It's music.
Too.
That's how I feel.
And if it's an album that's like a going out kind of album like that, you're getting ready with your friends, whatever. You're not really like paying attention.
Like it's turn up music. Yeah.
I mean, I'm all about women empowering themselves and going to college and all of that stuff. And any guy that says anything against that, like I get real up in arms. But I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
So I don't take it too seriously, and it has its place.
Yeah. I don't think you can. I was reading a lot of critics. I read The Courier, and I think it was L.A. Times. And what they did, they basically listened to the whole album like three times.
That was funny.
So they listened to the whole.
They counted everything out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They counted like, let me see. I got it on my. They counted how many times they said drugs.
Car references and stripper
cars.
References.
So they said cars 24 times. They said drugs 32 times. Money was mentioned 54 times. I was like, come on, man. I mean, this is Chris Brown and Tyga. What you expect?
But it was funny, though, because that is a theme. Oh, we have to talk, too, about the theme that shows up the most in the album. Is like we're in the era of taking other guys' girlfriends now. Like almost every song on the album, that was a reference to.
Yeah. That's all they talked about was taking somebody else's girlfriend because you broke. You know, the guy.
Like it's not even cool to get single chicks anymore. Like that's played out. It's only cool to get
taking
like
them.
Girls that are in relationships. Now. Yeah.
Dope that's album, man.
That's 2015 for you.
Their second single was. Itches and Marijuana featuring Schoolboy Q, but I thought it should have been either the real one or it's your it.
I don't know how they're gonna play that on the radio too, because they have to censor that.
Yeah, they got to censor all
like
these all these
the
songs.
Song,
yeah, they're gonna have to like re-record the song.
That stuff.
You can't say any of them, man.
So, good luck.
All right, man. So, man, if you haven't heard the Fan of the Fan, the album Chris Brown and Tyga, make sure you go check it out. It is dope, man. We down at 7753 on Melrose. Come on and shop with us and listen to the show, man. Next week, we got a special thing that we're doing next week right outside in the parking lot here, man. So make sure y'all just stop by next week if you want to eat good and you want to listen to a good show. you know, come see us, man. All right, Breezy Easy, let's go.
On the leather, do it so good, might let you wear my necklace. We fucking to the record, just for the record. Nickname Alexis, but you don't push Alexis's. VI, no ordinary shit. Southern part of Europe, spinning euros at the cans. Check waiting when I land, that's money in advance. Benjamin, talk quickly, you don't understand. My repertoire, upper echelon. We should tag along, get your girls involved. What we doing here is bigger than your bra. Bro, fuck your heart. I'm a midnight star, David, son of God. When you see the headlights like a falling star, got no barge, looking like the barge. Got a hater so blue like Marge.
You say you know all the right shit. Ooh, girl, I love
it. Keep talking that shit,
I'm gonna
man.
Make this night romantic.
I love it.
I'm gonna love you, yeah. Baby. And I know what you've been dreaming about. Gonna take advantage of it. Your shit.
I know this, the word is my third leg, both legs. Time to have sex, yep. I am inside a giant as I am in my stretch. I'm dipping in the 62 with the 57. Soon as she get up in it, she put the flip on the zipper. I'm different with it, I can tickle your kidney with it. Miss me with trash, no kick it with kitty litter. They're seeing me with CB to DMV, of course. Yeah. Hit the streets, guarantee the women be a fraud. Yeah. Every blue moon, and CB up for short. All the bling in the ring, look like Billie Jean boy. Is that Mike Jack flow? I'ma bite that spike that delight now. Bro, bro.
So you know all the right shit. Ooh, girl, I like it. I'm gonna make this night romantic. I'm gonna love you, baby. And I know what you've been dreaming about. Gonna take advantage of you. Show shit. Oh, the way you put it on me. Show shit.
All right, man. Oh, yeah, we talk is Jay Styles, Breezy Easy on the ones and twos, Jared, Brittany. Make sure you come on down to 7753 on Merrill's. Come shop with us. Come listen to the show live. We just came from the Fan of a Fan album. Now let's talk about this Big Sean, Dark Sky Paradise. If you're not a big fan of Big Sean, if you hear this album, you just might become a fan. What do y'all think about the album? Don't everybody don't jump at once.
I was impressed by the album. I thought, I don't know. I guess like I don't ever know what to expect from Big Sean, because like the singles he gives you feel really different than the albums that he puts out. So like his singles are very happy and he's like, yeah, dance. But then like his album is like. He's trying to talk about real things.
Yeah.
And it kind of throws me, but I appreciate it. It was an overall really good product. But I maybe was underwhelmed. I was like, I think I wanted more from him. Mm. I don't know. Something was missing for me, but I enjoyed it.
I'm gonna go the other way. I don't know if I've ever been as impressed with an artist going in with my expectations and coming out. Like, this is honestly one of my favorite albums of the last couple years. I was really impressed by Sean. Like, I thought his raps were great. I thought the production was really good. I thought the album flowed really well. You know, it was sequenced really well to me, and I was floored. It's like I've listened to the album like 10 times. I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
And I mean, I liked Sean before, but I never really thought either of his albums were that good, his previous two. But this was, I was really impressed. I was really, really impressed.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was heavily Kanye influenced a lot, from the sounds and just the different samples on the back, on the songs. I could hear a lot of that. I enjoyed it too. I felt that it was one of the better, like you said, albums that I'd heard in a while that's come out, where it's good beginning to end, and he's talking about serious things, and I thought he came across as really making a mark for himself.
Yeah, I agree. Going into the album, because I wasn't really a Big Sean fan. I like Big Sean. I didn't think he was a trash artist, but I think he was, when he first came out and Kanye signed him, I thought he was getting too much credit.
Like, yeah, that's,
you know,
fair.
I think they was blowing him up too much.
Mm-hmm. Because of the Kanye co-sign.
Exactly. Yeah. And he wasn't like that. So, and then I heard the first two albums. The first two albums to me wasn't,
they're okay.
It was okay, but it wasn't, you know.
Didn't blow you away.
But right. Maybe he didn't put as much effort or seriousness
exactly
as he did into this one.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But I feel with this album, the lyrics, the production, like you say, they were on point, man. The whole album from the first track to the 16 tracks, right?
Yeah, 15, 16 tracks.
From the first track to the 16 track, it was all cohesive. They all went together. The sequence went together. I felt like he was talking about, well, he always talk about real life situations, which is good. I like content. I like relatable content.
I felt like we really got to know him
exactly
on this one, and it wasn't like super surface.
Exactly.
As some of his prior songs have been.
I think what was interesting too is like the time in his life when this has come out, because he's coming off like a breakup, right? But he's in another relationship, so there's that, you know, interesting dynamic. And then also, you know, his grandma passed away, who's like a huge influence on his life, and that's one of the best songs on the album, you know, One Man Can Change the World.
Yeah.
So it's like you have all these, you know, other factors in his life, and I don't know if he had those, you know, on his first two albums, because I mean, it's like a certain amount, like, you know, the best music or a lot of great music comes from pain, and he's had a lot of pain, you know, in the last year and a half. And I think, you know, that's what put the album together. Mm-hmm.
Well,
like.
that's what they say. Great pain makes great music.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's real. But I was impressed, man. I really was. I actually put that song on my phone. I mean, put the whole album. I bought the whole album. It's on my phone.
Yeah.
And I
bought it too. It was good enough to buy.
I don't buy a lot of albums at all. I only buy the good stuff. You know, the good stuff. That's interesting. Both, I think, Brittany and Jared, you said that this album was like probably one of the best albums you heard for this year. So y'all didn't like J. Cole's 2014?
Do you mean 2015?
No, I'm serious. Like, it's one of my favorite of the last, honestly, since Good Kid, Mad City. Over 2 years. I'm dead serious. Yeah, like it's not the best, but for some reason it really connected with me, and I really, really enjoyed it. I think J. Cole's is probably better.
Yeah.
I think like Run the Jewels is probably better.
Mm-hmm.
I think even YG's, you know, which I
My
probably would have said.
Life.
Yeah, is probably like same level. Just, but for whatever reason, like I it really has stuck with me for, you know, it's been out for what, like almost a week, but I really, really enjoyed the album, and like I said, I think we all liked Sean. You know, he comes across a likable, you know, person. But I would have never thought he could have put together front to end a cohesive album.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel, okay, so like this is interesting for me because like since he's been around, Kanye's been like, yo, this dude is like going to kill everything. He's going to change the game. He's amazing. And I was always like, really? Because of Dance? Like, because of my last, like, there wasn't really a song that I really had heard from him that made me think he was going to change the game, that he was legendary, if you will. And so this album showed me a lot of his, like just chops. Like I was like, oh, like this is what you showed Kanye for him to say all this shit about, you know, like it was crazy to me. I was just like, where are you coming from with this? It felt out of left field, but I mean, definitely showed off his skills, but I don't know. Like I wanted, I think I missed his dance music, which wasn't as profound on here as I thought it was gonna be.
I think we can all agree that this album like put that step, because to be honest, his first two albums they only did so-so, and I think if this album didn't do good,
I think it will do well.
Well, I think it's gonna do good, but I'm saying if this album didn't do good, I think he kind of would have faded out.
Yeah.
Because the first two albums it was only so-so, you know, it wasn't like this album.
Yeah.
So I think this album really put a stamp on his name, like I Am Big Sean, you know.
You know what is interesting though, and when Kelly was talking, I was like thinking about it, and is like, it's funny that his first two albums weren't that good, because I feel like every time I've heard him on a feature or when he's gone up against another artist, you know, on a song, he's always held his own. Like Control, even, you know, that's like that's
and Click.
Click was awesome. Yeah, Click. I mean, he destroyed. He like opens up Click. Mercy, mm-hmm. He did great on. And like, you know, Control, I mean, that's Kendrick's best verse.
Right.
But if you listen to Sean, I mean, Sean, that you can tell like that was the best he could do.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, obviously Kendrick blows everyone out of the water, but I mean, he did great on that song as well. You know, in All Me with Drake and 2 Chainz, I mean, I think he's finally starting to show all the potential, like Kelly said, that Kanye has seen in him, you know, and it's starting to pay off.
I agree. So Lil Wayne in the song Deep, featuring Lil Wayne, he pretty much he gave like a little 2 lyrics about Sean not getting the shine. And he said that, I feel like Sean, I don't get enough shine. Is it because he don't have tattoos? He ain't throwing up the signs? And that's kind of crazy, because when we talk about the new generation of artists, we talk about Drake, we talk about J. Cole, we talk about Kendrick, but we never talk about Big Sean. Why is that? Why do you think we never talk about Big Sean as like the new generation?
I think because he was a tier below those guys up until maybe a week ago. He hadn't put anything together that those guys had.
That's true.
You know?
But I also don't think he puts himself out there like they do, mm-hmm. you know, with all those, what he's talking about, like tattoos mm-hmm. and all those. He just doesn't do that. That's not his style.
He's different.
He has a different style, and I think he's making that with this album now.
I agree.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. Like, he's definitely found himself. And it's interesting. I never really thought about it. We don't mention him.
We don't.
Like, oh, these young, great cats. But he is, like, and he's, like, definitely in that lane. He just needed this, I think, opportunity to show that he could step up to the plate and, like, kill it just like they could.
Yeah, and I appreciate artists who are a little bit more humble, who kind of do things in the background, in the quiet a little bit, and they come out, and then it's like, bam, like, here, everybody, here's what I can do. Here's what I've been working on.
I think a part of it, too, is just his personality, too, at least musically. He comes across more as, like, an everyman than Drake or, I mean, even Kendrick or J. Cole, like, you know, those guys, like, really...
They're artsier.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, whereas, like, Big Sean just kind of seems like an average guy, you know?
Who's got bars.
Yeah. As like, yeah, exactly.
And I think they have better wordplay than Big Sean. Like, they play on words differently. I think Big Sean, when he tells his storytelling is, like, simple...
Yeah,
and maybe Kendrick.
But then
and
Kanye's is a little bit simple too, a little bit. Because I heard a lot of Kanye on this album.
But content-wise, though, they're different, though.
Yeah,
content. Yeah.
I see what you're saying, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're not talking like Kanye or Big Sean aren't necessarily like lyrically the best. You know, they're not doing gymnastics with their words necessarily, but they're able to convey their point. They both are able to express themselves.
Articulate themselves.
Yeah, articulate what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, so Finally Famous, his first album, did 87 the first week, 87,000 the first week. Hall of Fame, second album, did 72,000. And it's projected that this album, Dark Sky Paradise, is going to do 104K. I think it might probably do more.
I think so too, actually.
Maybe, I think it might get maybe 180K.
I think the more it's out there and the more people listen to it, it has something for everybody.
That's because artists are being smart now. They stream in their albums so you can hear it first, which get people talking about it like we're talking about it right now, which makes people go buy the albums, you know?
Mm-hmm. You said 180. I would agree with that. 170, 180.
170, 180.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a great album. Yeah, I mean, good. And, you know, you don't want to spend money on...
Trash.
Well, it's not like the 90s anymore where you release an 18-song album and, you know, three hit songs and the rest is garbage, you know?
Exactly. That's usually how it goes.
Exactly.
And you paid $20 for that, you know, or whatever we used to with CDs.
That's what I'm saying, because, like, I don't buy a lot of albums. I can tell you on my phone right now, I have J. Cole, both his albums. I have Logic, have the old Blueprint. I just downloaded this one.
And they're all good front to back. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, they're all good front to back. I don't have a lot of artists, you know, a lot of albums on my phone because I just don't buy everything, you know, so.
Also, space is an issue.
Yeah. Say what?
Space is an issue.
Oh, yes, definitely. So it has to be hot.
Yeah, you gotta make it to the phone.
And you know what? How do you get that YouTube album off your... That shit is taking up space. Sorry for my language, but it's taking up space on my phone. How do you get that U2? Is U2 on your phone too? You know when they put the album on your phone?
I didn't get U2 on my phone.
You didn't get U2 on your phone?
No. I hadn't updated to that.
I'm trying to take the U2 album off my phone. I cannot get that app. It's taking up space on my phone, man.
This is not tech help right now. This is, oh yeah, we talk.
You do need tech help. You broke your phone the last time.
Maybe I should see Prime Time for that. I don't know. Prime Time, I need you after this, brother. Never mind, Prime Time. Never mind. All right, man, come on down to Merrill 7753. We got the last topic, and you want to stay for this one, man, because we all talking about this. Is Drake really a legend? We got it coming up next, man. Breezy Easy, let's go.
Saying I'm the closest thing to Mike since Janet. Tom Cruise, homie, we jumping up on them couches. That's a fresh house. Is that a guest house? Your house got another house. Yo, bitch got a bitch. Your spouse got another spouse. Young Walt Disney, I'ma tell you truthfully. If you leave Mickey, you gon' end up with a goofy. I imagine that's what Christo Carucci. Girls be acting like it's diamonds in their coochie. I don't give a fuck. With cops choking niggas out in the media. We finna have to protest and tear the city up. We bout to tear this whole place up pretty much. You know it's all your fault. Nobody blame. You know it's all your fault. Nobody blame. Made it through hell and disaster. My crib done got bigger, my women got badder. You wondering how do you get in the game? I'm wondering how do I get to the rafters? Oh boy, I'm mad at titties, records getting shattered till I'm MJ and Magic. Ooh, and she just wants the status. So you the man she got, but I'm the man that she been after. She done sent so many naked pics, my phone ain't got no data. I walk off in New York like my name Derek Jeter. Headed home to the D where you know I keep a Gina. I'm the good with the evil. Fuck you, nice to meet you. You can't have a peace sign, man, without the middle finger with the click. When you see us, that's my family to me. That's my family tree. Then my arms, legs, hands on my feet. And I can cut them off for even diabetes. Hit the beat in kerosene and scratch that, I white sheet it. $100 fade every single time you see. It's been a king all my life, so I should've got a Caesar. Somewhere off in Vegas, rolling dice up at the Caesars. Got me thinking back on how I used to roll a little Caesars. Piece of pizza with Tanisha, now I'm with the Boniqua. She finna blow at that. I got your dream girl, yeah, she acting like a hoe at that. Throw it to me, I'ma throw that back. Top spot, I'm finna go at that.
Gotta move quick. World in my hands, I ain't got a loose grip. I don't like loose pussy or loose lips.
And I done did a possible a few times, Tom Cruise shit.
Oh, and I ain't satisfied being on that top five list. I ain't satisfied until I'm on that all time list.
Till everything I spit is all timeless.
My girl on that all fine list.
My life a little luck, a lot of grind. Bitch, no, maybe, ho, I gotta make it. Being one.
Fuck your nomination, man, fuck the world.
I'm repopulating, wrap my rollie round the waist. Yeah, time's a waste.
And niggas want the comma combination.
As long as I'm around, it's gonna be dot, a lot of waiting. Got my pinky on the brain while I'm getting brain plotting, world domination.
People ask me how to make it.
I'm just like, man, if you want the crown, bitch, you gotta take it. Straight up.
Straight up. All right, man. Oh, yeah, we talk. It's J Styles, Breezy E's on the ones and twos. Jared, Brittany, 7753 on Meros. Now, this last topic, we kind of talked about this topic pretty much off air. We've been talking about it for the last 3 weeks. But I seen a lot of articles, so I thought it was appropriate for us to talk about it. All right, so dating back since March 7, Drake has 21 songs concurrent on the hot R&B and hip-hop song charts, including 7 entries from his last studio project. If you're reading this, it's too late. So I seen a lot of articles talking about, is Drake really a legend? I guess I'm going to let somebody start off.
I'll start. I told you guys off the mic last, so that I had listened to Enemies. It semi-changed my opinion, but I still, like, I want more. Uh-huh. I feel like this mixtape came out, it's okay, but I feel like it's just okay. Like, I want more. I want, like, what we were talking about, like, how Big Sean came out. Yeah. I want something like that. And this just isn't there for me.
You know, it's kind of hard for me to talk about this topic because I get so...
passionate.
I get so passionate about it. Only
Noor's not here this time.
I know, Noor's not here. But the reason I get passionate about it because I guess I had to realize everybody has a different meaning of a legend.
And yeah, you know what? I was thinking that too. Mm-hmm.
And to me, and to me, what a legend really is somebody who defines the culture or shapes the culture for over a period of time, and somebody who has classic albums. So that's what I define as a legend. Drake has done some remarkable. That's remarkable again, Kels. He's done some remarkable things for the culture. He's breaking all types of records, and that's all great. You know, great. Drake is a great artist, but at the same time, to me, his 4 albums, they're good albums. Even his mixtape was good, but they're not classic. Like, I don't go back. I don't ever go back and say, "Man, let me check this Drake So Far Gone. Let me check out this Drake. Thank you." You know. Not like I do.
I mean, So Far Gone, yeah, but not his actual studio albums. So.
Nah, I go back and listen to Take Care.
Listen to certain songs, but not, I don't know, like the whole album.
That's what I'm saying.
But we can't,
like,
say it's great from beginning to end.
I mean, the albums are good. Like, it's not trash.
No. Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is Drake doesn't have an album. Even his last album was a good album, but to me it wasn't classic, you know? When I think of classic, I think of,
well, he doesn't have, like... I mean, he doesn't have, like, an Illmatic or, like, a Reasonable Doubt or, like...
Blueprint,
Doggy Style,
I mean, even
Chronic.
College Dropout,
something.
He doesn't... And I think that's what I'm waiting for.
But the thing is like, they're all close, though. So it's, like, weird. Like, it's not like he put out an album and it was, like, just average. They're all, like, pretty good.
Right.
I don't know if
come up to the top yet.
I don't know if I think any of them are, like, exceptional, though. But I do think he, as like an artist though, is like really, really, really damn good.
Exactly.
And so it's...
He's just too young to be a legend. Like, Drake is on the legend track 100%. Like, nobody can deny this. Like, this dude will have a lasting effect on hip hop. He will, absolutely. But not yet. I mean, like, and we see what he's doing to hip-hop. We see, like, I mean, like, he's introduced us to artists that we would have never even considered before him. Like, that's dope. That's amazing. But at the same time, like, he's still in it. Like, he's still in it. Like, I'm not gonna say, like, Kobe 2 years in...
was a legend.
Was amazing. I don't think he's a legend yet. Kobe's a legend right now.
Right now, yes.
Right now. 2 years in, we don't know. I mean, like, Drake could have some awful misstep where he maybe beats up Rihanna or something.
Well,
we have to look at him different.
I said last week, I was like, he's Kevin Durant right now.
Exactly.
Like, he's, you know, top two, you know, I mean, you project him, you're like, oh my God, this guy's gonna be one of the best ever. But it's just like, he just still
he hasn't won the championship yet.
I mean, he's like right there. That's the thing. It's like he's. It's not like.
And we all know that. It's like Drake is the hottest artist right now.
He's been one of the top two hottest.
For the last five years, honestly, the last half decade.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I'm not saying he's not amazing. Nobody is saying that. Like, even people that are like, Drake's not a legend, aren't saying Drake is bad. Like, I saw some like doofy articles on Complex where it's like, Drake hater admits Drake ain't so bad. Like, that was the headline.
Yeah.
Like, it's like nobody, even if you hate Drake, like, you'll find yourself bobbing your head to a Drake song.
Yeah.
He's got mass appeal. But he's also 26 years old, bro. Like, I don't doubt that he's going to be a legend. I don't doubt that on any level. He's making legendary moves, but it's just preemptive. And, like, I'm just like, why are we going to give this kid a crown when, like, people like Jay-Z are still doing things? You know
exactly.
what I mean? People like Snoop Dogg are still making music, odd as it may be. But, like, these dudes are legends because, like, they're grown-ups and have babies and stuff. When Drake, I don't know, it doesn't take much to make a baby. That's a bad example. but I just think there's room for him to grow.
I think he doesn't even really have to do that much more, honestly. I mean, it'd be
he's got to stay around.
He does. But that's what I'm saying.
And influence people.
If it's 2015 right now, if it's 2019 and he's a decade in and he's still... You know, he doesn't even have to be top two at that point. You're still top five.
Yeah.
I mean, then I think it's pretty evident, having a decade of evidence for it, that he is a legend. But it's, you know.
Sure. He doesn't even have to be top five. He just has to be notable.
Relevant.
Like, I mean, I would consider T.I. a legend.
Yeah, definitely.
But he disappeared. He's even been like, yo, if y'all don't get my music at this point, it's because you're too young. Which is fine, but we still talk about T.I. Like, we probably will still talk about Drake in 2019. But at the same time, like, let's not try to tell the future.
Exactly. I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like this generation, standards are kind of low. Like, you talk about hip-hop in the early 90s. My throat is killing me. When you talk about hip-hop in the early 90s, everybody, like, you had to reach a certain bar before you was crowned.
No, but I still had, though, like, people. I don't know, man.
I feel like the bar was higher back then than it is now.
I feel like with this generation, too, things are just sort of rushed.
Like, they lay it, like, they'll just crown you. You know, they'll crown
you.
Yeah, you
do the sprint, and it's like, you know, even for people just growing up, if you're not 30 and you don't have, you know, like, millions or whatever, then you're kind of like, you're slacking on it. But... I mean, he just hasn't gone there for me yet. I don't think he's influenced enough new artists, and he's not influencing too many others yet.
But the thing though is, because he's
I'm with you on that.
But he's been out for such a small amount of time that it's like, you know, kids right now that think he's hot are 13 and 14. You know, so like they're not even in a position to where they can be like putting out music. But if we're having this conversation in 4 or 5 years, when those kids that grew up listening to him are 18, 19 years old, you know, they're the young thug.
Exactly.
You know, they're you know, the Ray Shrummerd, you know, like younger guys, and you know, their influences are Drake and Kanye and Kendrick, and that's when you see, you know, the lasting effect of what he's been able to do. But yeah, I mean, it's just hard now, you know, someone that's...
Maybe him having that song on the mixtape, The Legend, it's just getting all of us ready.
It could be. I mean, Jay did that, you know. You say it enough times, it becomes true.
Like Kale said, we're not saying that he's not going to be a legend. I think he's still in that running category or whatever. You know,
he's still learning.
Yeah, he's still learning.
Is.
He has room to grow. He's going to get there. Like, if he does this another five years, man, I mean, of course he's going to be a legend. But to crown the man a legend already for 4 albums, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's he's right there, though.
Yeah, he's right there.
He's right there. Like, we're you know,
and
splitting
hairs
here. And
it could be the album that comes out after this mixtape that we'll have a total different discussion in a few months. So you never know.
Yeah, I mean, he has – that's a legendary thing. When you have every single track – from your project, you know, and you have 42%. Like, that is a legendary feat. And those are things that you look back in 20 years and you're like, you know, that's a big benchmark for someone to have done. Having said that, you know, there's just, he just needs more time. He needs more time.
You know, and I also feel like it's a generational thing. People who are born early 80s, like myself, and then you got the people who are born not in the early 90s, you know, so they may view, because they wasn't around back when hip-hop was hip-hop, you know, in the early days of hip-hop. So I feel like it's more of a generational thing as well. I think, you know, you only know what you grew up with.
Yeah,
you know?
And I mean, he's the face. Well, exactly. Kendrick and J. Cole are the face.
Yeah.
So he just has, you know, we're splitting hairs, but he's right there.
See, yo, we got through this topic without fighting, man. We got through this topic.
Yeah.
You and Nor would have been throwing punches.
Or V.
I'm glad Nor's not here.
He is a legend now. He's a legend now.
He was a legend 3 years ago.
And like, V. Brown. I'm glad V. Brown not here either, boy.
Like, had to wheelchair throw down on V. Brown. Jimmy was a legend to Nor.
Be fair.
Say what?
Wheelchair Jimmy was a... That's where Drake started, on Degrassi.
Oh, yeah.
In a wheelchair.
He was the best character on that show.
I'm sorry, like, I can't get over that.
No, he wasn't.
I never watched
it. He wasn't the best
show. Oh, I can't get over that show and, like, see him now versus that. Not that, like, I was a total watcher of it, but, like, I can't get past it.
The best part is in the end of the series of that show. Well, like, where, like, the original cast, he started rapping. And I remember being like... Who is this kid from Canada trying to rap on a Canadian teenage television show? And then months later, I'm rocking Best I Ever Had. Like, it's the best song that's ever been written.
I love Degrassi. Thank you.
Shout out to Degrassi High.
Can I say this song that you playing? I used to hate this song. Every
Are
Girl.
Are you serious?
Isn't this Best I Ever Had?
But also, Every Girl is an amazing song. Also, very misogynistic.
Yeah, they hate that song. But yeah, shout out to Drake, man. Drake will be a legend one day, but just not. So we can all agree on that? Can we all agree on that he will be a legend one day?
Until then.
One day, sooner than later.
This was the calmest discussion we've had on this ever. Thank God.
One day sooner than later. One day sooner than later.
All right, man, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Breezy Easy, where can I find you at, Breezy? Breezy Easy, where can I find you at? J-Rod, what can they find you at, Jared?
I'm with it. Yo.
Breeze is
guys,
out of it today.
It's such a day. All right, check me out. Instagram and other things. Breezy Easy. BREEZY. I couldn't even spell my own name.
I can't spell it either. Every time I try to tag, I always have to like write it down.
We're all a little slow today.
Jared, where can they find you at, Jared?
Find me at Jared M. Andrea on Instagram and on Twitter. Follow me. Don't be a loser. Just do it. Thanks.
And Brittany, Sporty.
You can find me in a ton of different places. SportyLab.com, SportyLA Media, and my personal Instagram, Be The Cutest, because I am the cutest.
All right. And you can find me on my personal page at J-A-Y Styles TV. And make sure y'all like our social media page on Facebook at Oh Yeah We Talk. Follow us at Oh Yeah We Talk on all social media. And make sure next week, man, big surprise, man. So come on out, 7753 on Melrose. We got a big surprise for you, man. So make sure you come on out. All right, Breezy Easy, let's go, man.
If I die, all I know is I'm a motherfucking legend. It's too late for my city. I'm the youngest nigga reppin'. Oh my God, oh my God. If I die, I'm a legend. Oh my God, oh my God. If I die, I'm a legend. I'm a first, I'm on tour. Got a girl, she from the side. Used to work, used to dance in Texas. Now she clean the house every day. I was struggling to learn what life's about. On my way, money taught me Spanish, make it on delay. Way up north, packed in Honda cars. They don't know who we are, fuck them all. They only pussy niggas shooting at the star. Right or wrong, I'ma right my wrongs. They can't live this long. You don't know where you're gonna go. I got this shit mapped out strong. When I pull up on a nigga, tell that nigga bad back. I'm too good with the words, watch a nigga backtrack. All I know, if I die, I'm a motherfucking legend. It's too late for my city, I'm the young.
youngest nigga rapping. Oh my God, oh my God, if I die, I'm a legend. Oh my God, oh my God, if I die, I'm a legend. I'm the one, one. Why do I feel like the only one? Why do I feel like you owe me one? 6 G O D.